Well, we are, more than 100 days into the pandemic. Many people have lost their jobs. Many are being retrenched. Some have had to take a salary cut. Some have financial obligations to pay not only for their bonds, but if they have bought into a sectional title scheme, the levies that the trustees would be calling upon them on an annual basis. What happens when you can't honor those levies? That's the question we'll be asking Marina Constance, who's the specialist sectional title attorney at BBM Attorneys. Marina, it's been far too long. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you so much for having me again, albeit so early in the morning.
It is indeed. Marina, is your firm sort of presented with these challenges where there are people who are part of a sectional title scheme who cannot afford the levies that they are being asked of because of COVID-19?
Oh, yes, very much so. You know, we work with the majority of managing agents across the provinces. And certainly they've been placed in a position to be dealing with us on a daily basis. And I think, you know, in the first month or two after lockdown, we were quite surprised to see that people were able to pay their levies. But after that, I think now you're really starting to see the full ramifications of this virus. Even the Community Scheme Ombud Service issued directives in April regarding the payment of levies. And they said that the body's corporates were entitled to look at each case on their merits and to offer some kind of relief, you know, some kind of deferment of payment. People needed to sign an acknowledgement of debt. Then there was a question of whether or not you could reduce the levies across the board, if the trustees could just make a decision and say, right, for the next 3 months, we're reducing levies. And I think that that wasn't really followed up. I think that was a bit of a drastic measure, and you needed an ordinary resolution from the body corporate to do that. So most of my clients are certainly looking at each matter based on its own merits and getting someone to sign an acknowledgement of debt to defer payment.
Because those levies are determined at an annual meeting that will be informed by what the plans are as far as improvements and maintenance of that sectional title scheme is, and those obligations still need to be realized despite the financial distresses that everybody is sitting under at the moment.
Exactly. I mean, those expenses are still there. They're not going to go away. So you don't want to be placing your body corporate in an invidious position going forward. So it's very much you have to be able to prove that you've lost your job, that you've been retrenched, that you own a restaurant, that you're facing financial crisis. It can't just be one, you know, lump sum discount for the entire complex.
Now, as far as reducing levies are concerned, it is perfectly reasonable and I imagine legal for the trustees or the members of the body corporate to say we cannot put up that new tap at that corner of the sectional title scheme anymore because we just can't afford it. Therefore, let's defer that exercise to perhaps a year after when people have returned to some semblance of normality as far as income is concerned.
Definitely. I think all those kind of capital expense projects which have been budgeted for mainly are on hold. And I think it's gotten to the point really where I've had queries for people who've said, for trustees who've come to me and who've said, look, you know, we've got our reserve fund. The reserve fund has become compulsory in South Africa since the latest legislation. And that reserve fund, a lot of complexes have built up quite nice reserve funds. And now they're saying, well, you know, can we actually dip into those funds to assist with levies? And again, it's a bit of a slippery slope. But I was doing a bit of research a couple of weeks ago into the New South Wales legislation in Australia. And in that country, that part of the world, they actually are allowing refunds from the maintenance fund directly back to owners, which is really, I mean, that's quite an ambitious task. And there has been a criticism of it. But they're at the point where they're saying, look, our owners need their money and maintenance projects and that can just be put on hold unless they're urgent.
The reserve fund serves what purpose and how much should be in that reserve fund, I suppose, in order to meet the legal obligation of such?
Well, the Reserve Fund is legislated, so the regulations will tell you what needs to go into the Reserve Fund. And that Reserve Fund is specifically for maintenance projects, anything that comes up that's urgent. And Africa, the rationale behind putting that Reserve Fund together is firstly to stop the complexes living from hand to mouth all the time, to have that kind of buffer, but also to reduce the raising of special levies, because that's what complexes used to do. Trustees would raise special levies every few months, you know, to say, we need this, we need that, whereas now the community scheme ombud is adamant that they have to have reserves. And they look at the budget, and they see in the Reserve Fund if there's less than 25% of the income from the last year in that Reserve Fund, then it has to be topped up by 15% of the anticipated income budgeted for the coming year. So that's how they look at it. As long as you've got enough in there for maintenance projects and things that you're going to need for the upcoming year. Generally, the community scheme ombud doesn't place any penalties if you don't have it.
No, for sure. Maureen, I'm going to invite listeners to give me a call on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702. Maureen Constance is a specialist sectional title attorney at BBM Attorneys. And if you are part of a sectional title scheme and you are having to navigate these rather challenging legal matters as a result of COVID-19, she is here to answer your questions. Because the one question I have, Maureen, is what happens if you just can't pay? We know of people who've been retrenched, people who are in sectors such as the hospitality industry, for example, that has no clue when they will be going back. And yet you have a home, you may have deferred payment to your bank as far as your bonds are concerned, but you have a body corporate that says, hey guys, we have an emergency lift that we actually have to repair and put in place. Perhaps they might clean out the reserve fund and not have any left over, so they still need an additional amount in order for them to carry out those urgent maintenance jobs.
Yeah, well, it's a difficult one, and I think it's one that the country's facing, albeit that you don't live in a sectional title scheme. So it's almost like, you know, it's got to be dealt with a degree of compassion. And I suppose what happens practically, Africa, is that, you know, the paying owners are subsidizing this in the meantime. That's really the truth of it.
Can a body corporate take one to, what do you call that place where you're listed when you are a non-good paying person? A credit record, like have a name against you.
Yes, you can, definitely. So what happens is, if somebody's not paying their levies, in general what happens is that they get handed over, there's a letter of demand that goes out, and then a summons is issued. And if that person ignores the summons, then a default judgment is taken against the person owing the levies. And the default judgment's taken at the magistrate's court. And the ITC, all the credit bureaus, go to the magistrate's court and pick up those judgments and put them on the credit bureau. So it depends on which managing agent you're dealing with and what your trustee's view is of the situation. I mean, in the first month or two, our firm, we do quite a lot of arrear levy collections. We were kind of placed on hold, and they said, listen, you know, let's just wait it out, and we don't want to be issuing summonses at this difficult time. But as time has progressed, they've realized that if they don't issue summonses, then they'll be behind in the court process. And by the time they get their money back, it's going to be a couple of months towards the end of the year, and their body's corporate can't really afford that. So summonses are being issued at the moment, and default judgments are being taken. Evictions and things like that, we're not doing a lot of eviction matters. But what can happen is that you can ask for a unit to be sold at the very end and of a matter. If there's a summons and a default judgment, and then you try to attach movable property, then you can, if you're not satisfied, the judgment debt is not satisfied, you can go on to attach the unit and actually sell it. And, you know, the people are also, trustees are also mindful of this particular situation. So they're trying their very best, you know, not to get to that point at this stage.
And just to be clear, Marina, if there has been an agreement as far as deferment of payment is concerned between the body corporate and the title scheme member, then one would not get to a point where you need to serve a summons and default judgment to be realized
and for them to be listed
on the ITC credit bureau.
Yes, no, that would be highly unethical if there's an agreement in place, an acknowledgement of debt signed and an agreement in place. And I can tell you, Africa, there are many, many complexes with these kind of arrangements in place at the moment. I think we're going to see more of it as people really battle and have dipped into their savings and at the point where really they have nothing more to pay.
What, if anything, can be done then by government, I suppose, by the Ombud, by whatever avenues are available? We're realizing that it's going to be a problem. We're realizing that there's a catastrophe waiting to unfold. And how can we minimize the impact of that as much as possible?
Well, I think the community scheme Ombud, by putting out, they do have the power to put out directives into the marketplace, and they do that. I mean, they've been good with assisting on queries and questions, particularly relating to levies. I don't foresee that there's going to be any strategic financial assistance. I think it's very much each body corporate is on its own, and they need to navigate this through this. They're sort of treated as a semi-private kind of businesses, and that's what they are. So owners would need to get together and work out strategically how they're going to deal with things. And they do that with the assistance of the managing agent. I don't foresee any government intervention in the future from a financial point of view, Africa.
No, for sure. Marina, as always, thank you very much for your insights. Marina Constance is a specialist sectional title attorney at BBM Attorneys. Now,